This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to episode 25 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your receptionist as we attempt to fit you into a meeting of the mentally challenged. All facts and reports are 100% genuine and true. So let's see now if we can make an appointment for you with this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
A German who built a hut on top of a telecommunications mast to avoid going to prison has been lured down by nude photos of his wife. Fred Greger, age 45, from Weirben, spent 10 days in the wooden hut at the top of the 72-foot metal aerial to avoid serving 15 months for an internet fraud conviction. But he was lured down when his 25-year-old former stripper wife, Susie, sent him naked pictures of herself inside of a food parcel. Susie said, "I was feeling lonely, and I thought if I showed him what he was missing, he would eventually come down." Greger has so far managed to stay out of prison after his solicitor lodged an appeal on the grounds his family needs him. Dogs are now being trained to use cash machines for their disabled owners. They insert and withdraw cards at an ATM to help owners in wheelchairs who are not able to reach up to them. A spokesman for charity Canine Partners, which trains the dog, said, "They put in the cards and take it out and take out the money and then give it to the person in the wheelchair. They can't put in the PIN number, but a person in a wheelchair can go sideways on and do that." Up to 30 dogs are trained each year, and the charity is hoping to double that figure by next year. It takes 2 years to train them, in which time they also learn to load the washing and pick up items from shop shelves. The cash machine scheme was started by chance when Gulf War veteran Alan Parton was at a cash machine with his Labrador, Endall. Wheelchair-bound Mr. Parton was struggling to retrieve his cash when Endall jumped up to reach for his card, money, and receipt with his mouth. He said it was amazing as he had never been taught to do this before. A U.S. inventor has come up with a fridge that throws cold cans of beer to lazy beer drinkers. John Cornwell spent about 1,500 pounds or over $3,000 creating the beer-launching fridge, reports the Mirror. Videos of it in action were posted on www.metacafe.com. The fridge is activated by a remote control which sets off a lift mechanism in the fridge. The lift delivers the cans to an electronic catapult, which rotates until it is lined up with its thirsty target. It then hurls the beer up to 10 feet to the drinker. It can hold a full 24-can crate, 10 beers in its magazine, and 14 more in a reserve. John, age 22, who has just graduated from the university in North Carolina, said, "The idea was conceived when I was sitting on the sofa having a few beers. I thought, what if instead of me going to the beer came to me? About 3 months later, I had a fully automated, remote-controlled, catapulting, beer-launching mini-fridge." He added, "There is a slight danger of being hit in the head with a flying can, but this danger decreases the more you use it." And speaking of beer, a Chinese man says his beer-drinking pet duck can understand him. Grandpa Cao takes his 6-year-old Yaya for a walk through Dalian City every day, reports the Northeast News Network. "He understands every instruction I give him, such as to tumble or to fly. He feeds his duck Yaya peanuts mainly, but says he also enjoys shrimp and other seafood as he snacks along with a beer. When he eats, he needs a bowl of beer, otherwise he won't be happy," added Grandpa Cao. A Romanian luxury car enthusiast has named his daughter SLK after the Mercedes model car. The man from Krasnow Chris in Arad County reportedly surprised staff at the registrar's office with the name. The head of the local register's office said, "This man walked into our office and said he wanted a birth certificate on the name SLK Calderar. We found that very odd and tried to make him change his mind. But the father insisted, saying he loves cars, and if the baby had been born a boy, it would have been named BMW. Mr. Calderar said, "The SLK is one of the most famous models of the Mercedes class. It's expensive and beautiful. If I had had a boy, I would have definitely named him BMW because this car's hot and runs very fast."
Bizarro Holidays.
Here's your weekly calendar of events. Through the 16th, it's Campfire USA Birthday Week. Through the 17th, it's Girl Scout Week, International Internet Moms Week, and Turkey Vultures Return to the Living Sign. Through the 18th, it's International Brain Awareness Week. Through the 21st, it's National Toad Hollow Week. And through the 22nd, it's American Chocolate Week. Your daily calendar of events are, on the 15th, it's Absolutely Incredible Kids Day, Brutus Day, Companies That Care Day, and True Confessions Day. On the 16th, it's Lips Appreciation Day and St. Euro's Day. On the 17th, it's International Day of the Seal, Maple Syrup Day, National Quilting Day, Save the Florida Panther Day, and St. Patrick's Day. On the 18th, it's Awkward Moments Day, Forgive Mom and Dad Day, National Biodiesel Day, and the Great American Meat Out Day. On the 19th, it's Swallows Return to San Juan Capistrano Day, National Chocolate Caramel Day, Operation Iraqi Freedom Day, and Well Elderly Day. On the 20th, it's Proposal Day. The 21st, it's the first day of spring, National Agricultural Day, Memory Day, International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, National Common Courtesy Day, and World Down Syndrome Day.
Bizarro Facts.
Jeremy Bentham, a British philosopher who died in the year 1832, left his entire estate to the London Hospital, provided that his body be allowed to preside over its board meetings. His skeleton was clothed and fitted with a wax mask of his face. It was present at the meeting for over 92 years. The human skull is made up of 29 different bones. Adolf Hitler's mother seriously considered having an abortion, but was talked out of it by her doctor. On average, there are 178 sesame seeds on each McDonald's Big Mac buns. It only takes 7 pounds of pressure to rip your ear off. Venus is the only planet that rotates clockwise. The average woman consumes 6 pounds of lipstick in her lifetime. Hair is made from the same substance as fingernails. The world's longest name officially used by a person is Adolf Blaine, Charles David, Earl Frederick, Gerald Hubert, Irvin, John, Kenneth, Lloyd, Martin, Nero, Oliver, Paul, Quincy, Randolph, Shermerson, Thomas, Uncas, Victor, William, Xerxes, Yancey, Zeus, Wolfenschlegen, Steinhausen, Bergendorf, Senior, which is composed of 28 words or 192 letters. Children spend more time learning about life through media than any other manner. About 17% of humans are left-handed. The same holds true for chimpanzees and gorillas. The entire length of all the eyelashes shed by a human being in their lifetime is over 98 feet worth. The average person swallows 8 spiders every year. And that's going to do it for this week's episode of Mondo Bizarro. We certainly hope you enjoyed yourself and will come back and check us out again. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.